Our scripture this morning, it comes from Colossians 1, verses 11 through 12. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. There's something very special to me about preparing for Thanksgiving and being in this place and singing Thanksgiving songs. They just make me so excited. So I love singing Thanksgiving and beginning to think about what Thanksgiving means in our lives and preparing for the week ahead. So you're probably going to eat somewhere or doing it yourself, but you probably, food is on the agenda for the week and family is on the agenda for the week. And so probably you have a lot going on and you're beginning to think about what you're thankful for. At least I hope so. So one of the things that my sister loves to do, my sister, her name is Caroline, she is 9.5 years older than me. And so one of her things that she likes to do is when we're sitting down at the table, she likes to go around and say, what are you thankful for? And so over the years, we've tried to make it little obscure things. So like one year, she said, I am thankful for chapstick. And if you know my sister, that is absolutely something that she is thankful for because she carries it with her all the time. And so I began thinking already, like, what am I going to say I'm thankful for this week? Because I want it to be something good. So I'm preparing about what it is that I'm going to share that I am thankful for. And in the process of thinking about that, of thinking what I am thankful for, I began to think about what are some obscure things that you might be thankful for, but would never really put on the top 10 list. And I almost made you do my favorite thing for Thanksgiving, which is draw your hand and make it a turkey and then make the feathers with what you're thankful for. It's a temptation every year for me to make you do your turkey hands because I love that. But what are those things? I mean, if I ask you to do that, there would be things that you would put on there every year, right? Things that you're immensely thankful for. But there is so much in our world really to be thankful for. And as I began unpacking that in my heart, I began to think about what if perhaps we were thankful for things that maybe weren't quite positive. What if we were thankful for the brokenness in our life? What would that look like? I doubt sitting around the table or making turkey hands, anybody would put, I am so thankful for all the things that have gone wrong. I am so thankful for the things in my life that are broken. But I propose that maybe we should be thankful for those things. We understand what brokenness looks like. We understand that we are imperfect people. In fact, if somebody wants to join the church or wants to talk about joining this church or any church I've served, I do a little public service announcement, and I say, I would love for you to join our church, but I just need you to know that church is a whole bunch of imperfect people in an imperfect organization, and we're serving a perfect God, but I'm going to tell you, we might love you well, but we also might irritate the snot out of you because we are imperfect people. But come and be a part of it. We know we have imperfections. We know that we have flaws in our life, and yet we're trying to grow in grace. We know what brokenness looks like. We know what sorrow looks like. We know that there will be places where people gather around the table this year and they've lost somebody, and that hurts. That's sadness and brokenness. We know that there is brokenness in our human relationships. There are lost friendships, estranged families, divorces, hurt feelings. We know that relationships are hard and we are imperfect. We know that as we age, we have imperfections in our bodies and in our minds, and we struggle with that. There is sickness in life, and there are struggles as we continue to live in our human bodies. We are imperfect. But here's the great part of that. In all of that imperfection, God has something beautiful that God is doing. The good news is that the gospel teaches us that God came into our very broken world, in fact, broke in the life of Jesus, to teach us how to love, to give us wholeness, to connect us with a God in a way that we can have redemption and we can have grace and we can have healing and we can have wholeness. And that is powerful. The scripture says in 1 John, the fourth chapter, it says, God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. So God loved us so very much in all of our imperfection that God sent Christ into the world to die on a cross as an atonement for our sins, to open up the way for us to have a relationship with God in which God offers us healing for our brokenness. And as I began to think about that, as I began to unpack that and wrestle with that in my mind, here is why I propose we should be so thankful for our brokenness. Because if we're not broken, we don't need grace. If we don't need grace, then we don't experience God. Perfect people don't need God. Okay, I'll also propose there are no perfect people, so we all need God. But it's those places of our brokenness that we begin to encounter the incredible love of God in our life. With some maturity and counseling, I learned something very important about my life. I learned to love all of my life. Not just the places that were great, not just the things that I had done right, not just the places that I was proud of, but I learned to love every part of my life. All the bumps and bruises, all the places where I had failed, all the things that I was not always proud of, I learned to love them all because all of those things make me who I am. And I love me. And I don't know how I would be who I am without any of those things. Those bumps and those bruises and those hurts and those pains and those scars, they make us who we are. And here's the beautiful thing, is that God loves us as we are. And God doesn't want us to sit in our brokenness, but God redeems us, God cares for us, God heals us through the transformation and the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can be better than we are now. We can be whole and forgiven, and we can carry all those dings and bruises with us and be beautifully imperfect people. You see, I also learned something about brokenness. The moments when I have felt the most broken. The moments that I would say in my own words are when I've laid on the floor of my soul because there was nowhere else further down I could go. And when I looked up, God was there. Those places where we are broken, those places where we need healing, those places and times of chaos in our life, that's where God shows up and does beautiful and amazing work. It's where we get to see God in an incredible way, and God pops in, and there's no denying that God is the thing in that moment that is helping us to just survive. Have you ever been there? Those are beautiful moments. Those are beautiful moments because undeniably there's nothing in the world that is going to satisfy us or sustain us in those moments. And when we hit them, we know without a shadow of a doubt, God was present. Those are the moments that prove God's love to us, the moments that solidify our faith, the moments that form who we are, those moments of brokenness, they're beautiful and they sustain us. When I learned those things, when my faith had matured to that place, then I never want to erase those from who I am. I don't want to be scar-free. I want to be healed. I want God to take those places in me that aren't as they should be and not erase them, but make them better, make them more beautiful. Because here's the other thing. I want to go out in the world. I want to roll up my knee and say, you see this bruise, this scar right here? God transformed that and He healed it. And God can do the same thing for you. You see, when we are able to love who we are, when we are able to love the places that we were broken, when we are able to receive healing and then share that with somebody else, that's how other people come to know that we serve a God who heals, who redeems, who forgives, and that becomes a powerful witness in the world. When we're able to show off our scars and our bumps and our bruises and say, life isn't perfect, but God is good. I think when I sit around the table this Thanksgiving, I have my answer. I am thankful for the brokenness. I'm even more thankful for a God who refuses to leave me in that brokenness, but loves me and transforms me and calls me out of it through the redemptive love of Jesus Christ. So I ask you, on this Thanksgiving, what is it that you are thankful for? For you serve a God that gives so very much, that we should live as thankful people. Amen.